The idea of license plates as a medium does not end with prepackaged sloganeering. Until blogs first appeared, these plates were probably the nation's number one venue for self-expression, permitting, for example, every VW Cabriolet driver in the country to personalize her tags with some variant of QT Pie. It's a uniquely American phenomenon we first explored on this program 5 years ago. The other day, I was stuck in traffic in Northern Virginia, where I live, and in front of me was a car with the following license plate. B-U-T-T-H-D. Virginia is for lovers. Nobody ever said anything about self-esteem. For me, though, this was an epiphany. The Internet may well be a tool of mass expression, but it certainly isn't unprecedented.
L-O-A-N-W-U-F.
Lone Wolf. I'm a senior loan officer for Bronner Mortgage here in Fairfax.
Fly kites. Fly kites you do?
Yes.
Why do you want everybody else to know?
I go to a lot of kite festivals.
We got caught up into it and thought, hey, why not? So I got Big Red and my husband got Big Mac.
Vanity plates. Long before there was an internet, there was an interstate net of license tag message boards as analog as can be.
H-A-R-T-A-A-U. Mm-hmm. Heart of gold, right?
Heart of gold.
What's it all about?
Well, I was actually inspired by the Hitchhiker's Guide series, Zaphod Beeblebrox and his starship Heart of Gold.
And this is something you think the rest of the world should know?
Oh, absolutely. I am Zaphod Beeblebrox.
And I am really scared right now.
Names, initials, job descriptions, hobbies, you literally name it. Virginia has 781,000 vanity plates active at the moment, representing more than 12% of vehicle registrations.
And that's about the highest in the country.
University of Richmond economics professor Eric Kraft says Virginia may or may not be more autobiographical than other states, but it's certainly cheaper. The nominal $10 added fee, he says, drives the business.
Oh, well, there's still millions of dollars involved, so I wouldn't call it trivial.
Anyway, the money isn't trivial. There's also the question of subject matter. Commissioner of Motor Vehicles, Rick Holcomb.
I love just riding down the road and looking at plates and trying to figure out something about that person. Maybe where did they go to school? When did they graduate? What's their profession? What sports team do they root for?
Yeah, and what kind of car they drive. A stunningly common vanity plate concept is to document the make of the vehicle bolted to the license tag. My Benz, my Jag, my BMW, my God, my Kia. And motorists will go to all sorts of tortured lengths, where the correct spellings have been snapped up, to phonetically approximate the sound, like KRVT for Corvette. Virginians can use the DMV website to experiment with letter combinations and order online. Jamie Haybecker of the department's Web Services Division shows off this message generator.
Once they've found one that is available, it'll tell them, congratulations, the message you've requested is available. Or it will tell them that it's not available and they can try another combination.
For instance, ugly is taken. I-M-E-Z is taken. Rufus, Doofus, and Goofus are all taken, although I'm pleased to report that yeast, felon, and gum disease are all wide open. Job references, of course, are very popular. Butcher and baker, for instance. Foot doc, eye doc, kid doc, and naturally DDS are long gone. The profession to have if you want to exploit unspoken for obviousness is accounting. Audit, for example, is available. Your taxes is available. W-2-4-U, inexplicably, is available.
Type into there for me, please, LIFO, L-I-F-O.
Last in, first out. Message is available.
What does it say to you about the state of creativity among Commonwealth of Virginia accountants that LIFO and FIFO are both available?
Maybe they're just not a terribly imaginative group.
Precisely. Like the World Wide Web it predated, The Vanity Plate universe, and not just the accounting part of it, is mainly a vast wasteland of the shockingly unimaginative, the unclever, and the excruciatingly banal. That is, except when the challenge is to be truly vile at 60 miles per hour. Here, creativity blooms. For example, the plate THSO seems innocuous until it is spied in your rearview mirror. Oh, my. Needless to say, as you work that one out in your mind's eye, the state takes a dim view of objectionable material. Vanity plate messages are speech. They are not necessarily protected speech. Commissioner Holcomb.
I do not believe the plate to be a First Amendment forum. It is state property. I guess I would look at a license plate much the same way as the U.S. Post Office will look at a stamp.
Right, and stamps are imprinted with flags and flowers and the Virgin Mary and Elvis, not the words lick me. So, lick me and poop on you and I'm a hoe and much, much, much worse are on a list of the 6,000 plus words you cannot say on your GT. And the list grows every day as state employees actually conjugate vulgarities to anticipate subsequent distasteful permutations. But look, there is licentious license behavior, and there is romance. Consider Professor Eric Kraft, the economist.
My first vanity plate from about 5 years ago is SVEV.
That, as you know, is an erotic Scandinavian folk dance.
Since there aren't a whole lot of Scandinavians down here in Richmond, I thought I would sort of put something Swedish or Norwegian on my plate and see if anyone might come tap my window or stop by sometime when I was, or wave at me.
Are you trying to pick up women with Svev?
I'm trying to actually catch anyone's interest who has an interest in Swedish folk dance and culture.
And if that person were a Nordic goddess, so much the better.
Well, that would be fine.
Okay, the total today is $97.
Can you just read that back to me so I know I have it, the
plate number? It'll be W2 space with the logo in the middle for you.
All right, that's perfect. Thank you.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Jamie York, and Mike Volo. Dylan Keefe is our technical director and Jennifer Munson, our engineer. We had help from Ani Katz and Mark Phillips. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl. Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. This is On the Media from WNYC. Brooke is away this week. I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. And the Charles Stuart Mott Foundation, online at mott.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable and sustainable society. Support from the media comes from the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.